Hello, this is Keith Martin, Livestock Agent with the Wildcat District, with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Walt Vick, who's a K-State Range and Pasture Management Specialist, was recently on the Ag Today radio program discussing controlling brush with low-volume basal or cut stump treatments in the fall.
I think fall and even into the winter time is an excellent time to work on these woody plants. So yeah, we're into that window now, and from now until Christmas, you know, works pretty well.
Walt had this to say about deciding whether to use a low-volume basal treatment or a cut stump treatment.
Usually what we use is probably the size of the tree makes some difference. Kind of our rule of thumb has been if it's, you know, more than 4 to 6 inches in diameter, maybe a cut stump is a way to go. And the reason for that, frankly, is not necessarily any better control, but the amount of herbicide that you're going to treat.
Walt then offered these tips for making sure that you have a successful low-volume basal or cut stump treatment.
If you're basal treatment, you need to treat all the way around the trunk. You know, if you just get a little lazy and just treat one side of it, you're probably not going to have very good results. You may have half the tree might die. We've always encouraged people to treat, you know, within a relatively short period of time after the tree is cut down. What happens when you cut that stump off, it may kind of start to form a callus or something, which will slow down or reduce absorption. Something with DSOR or an oil in it probably is going to burn through that better than a water-soluble compound. But I think, you know, if you get them treated within, you know, 30 minutes or to an hour, you should be fine with any of them.
With cut stump and basal treatments in our area, we have a big problem with resprouts with honey locusts. Walt had these suggestions for dealing with resprouts on locusts.
Yeah, I think honey locust is probably one of our tougher species to control. One of the products that I think works well, and whether we're talking about foliar treatment here today, we're talking about cut stump and basal, is a product, the trade name is Milestone. We're finding it translocates quite well, and here with basal treatment, as we're talking about that primarily, I think the label calls for about 3 to 5% Milestone with an oil for basal application on trees, including honey locust.
Walt then discussed the label for Toradon in pasture and range.
Well, the Toradon 22K label or Grazon label, which is used for broadleaf weed control, they're labeled for range and pasture, but they don't talk about applying it for, you know, as a cut stump or basal treatment. The other product people probably use quite a bit is Toradon RTU. You can use it, I think, around the farmstead. You can use it in your fence rows, but it's not labeled for range and pasture. And the reason is they use antifreeze as a carrier. And, of course, you know, we know that's you can kill animals if they lick some of that or very much of it.
Again, that was Dr. Walt Vick, who's our K-State Range and Pasture Management Specialist. For more information about this and other livestock and forage topics, feel free to give me a call at 620-784-5337. For the Wildcat District, this has been Keith Martin with your K-State Research and Extension Report.